This is Matt Wells at UN News. With a gradual return of better economic conditions and a generation of children growing up without the horrors of conflict, there is a good buzz in southern Lebanon, says the UN mission's force commander there, adding that the international community must stay invested. First deployed to Lebanon as a UN platoon commander in 1982, General Michael Beery of Ireland is concluding his two-year tour as force commander of the United Nations interim force in Lebanon, known as UNIFIL. Citing the eagerness of the parties involved to maintain peace, as well as the critical contributions of women and a unique maritime component, he says the country's been trending positively over the past 12 years. General Beery sat down with Omar Musni in our studio at UN headquarters in New York.
I think there has been a good change in the period. I think it's been trending positively since the 2006 war. So really, the last two years have been a further progression of that peaceful environment. And I think we need, as the international community, to stay invested with it and to ensure that we continue on that glide path, because it's a good situation in South Lebanon, and there's a lot of normality returning to the area. There's a lot of people investing in the area, even though the economy in Lebanon in general is still quite weak. But there is good buzz around South Lebanon. There's a good tourist return. Tyr is doing well. It's the most prominent tourist site now in Lebanon, with over 400,000 visitors last year. So all of this is really good and positive, and I think we need to keep encouraging that.
I think some people might be a little surprised to hear about things being so positive. Those who are following the developments in the wider region, for instance, in Syria, where the conflict has expanded all the way to the Golan, is there reason to be concerned that the positive gains in Lebanon might be adversely affected by nearby or neighboring conflict?
I think in UNIFIL's case in South Lebanon, UNIFIL is a preventative peacekeeping mission. We still haven't seen the type of political move that really is required to move toward that permanent ceasefire which is required. So while that state remains, Lebanon and South Lebanon will remain fragile. And you're right, there are so many different influences geopolitically and regionally that the situation can change. And you mentioned the Golan, where there is a lot of activity at the moment. We in UNIFIL watch that very carefully to make sure it doesn't impact on our area of operations. And fortunately, to date, and during my two-year period, it hasn't impacted. We've gone through the election of the president. The cabinet formation is now following the elections, is in train. So we're hoping that there will be good institutional building. And as part of that, to extend the institutions to South Lebanon and help South Lebanon to become more resilient and a stronger community.
In building the resilience in the area, it seems like a big aspect of this has been the tripartite mechanism, where you've brought together the Lebanese Armed Forces and the Israel Defense Forces, and you've chaired these meetings between them, quite a few of them now. Could you please describe for us the role that this has played in creating the current situation, and especially how you observe the spirit of the parties to be involved?
Yeah. I think you're mentioning a really important point here, because UNIFIL is one leg of the stool. There are three legs, and we have to compliment both parties for their engagement, because without the parties' involvement, it is very difficult to retain the peace. And during the 2 years that I have been commander of UNIFIL, we haven't had a single serious incident across the blue line with the two parties. They have been very willing to participate fully in the process. And you rightly point out, we've had over 120, I believe, tripartite meetings at this stage, including a special tripartite committee. And the atmosphere is quite good. And it's, you know, while we hear the higher level rhetoric, which is quite threatening at times, you know, on the ground at the tripartite, it's very businesslike. It's two sides facilitated by UNIFIL who want to keep the peace and want to be assisted in keeping the peace. And really, that's UNIFIL's job. It's a preventative peacekeeping mission. We have to be there to facilitate the parties. And it works quite well. I think probably if I could point to one aspect of our work as a further extension of the tripartite, it's our liaison system. So we have a liaison team that work continuously along the 118 kilometers of the Blue Line. And they are there immediately to stand between the two parties until the tension is brought down. And they do this on almost daily, weekly basis. and they have done it very successfully. But it's still, as I mentioned, quite fragile. And we can be, a serious incident along the blue line can change the whole aura completely. So we have to be very mindful. We have to be very careful to ensure there's no outbreak of tension or conflict along the blue line.
Going a little bit beyond the blue line, this is the only peacekeeping mission that has a maritime component helping to develop the Lebanese Navy. How do you assess how that venture has worked out? Has it been a successful component? And would you think of it as something that might be considered for future peacekeeping missions where applicable?
The Maritime Task Force is, yes, unique to UNIFIL. It's important to UNIFIL. We have 4 corvettes and 2 frigates. It has been very successful in its maritime interdiction operations, assisting the Lebanese government in ensuring that no weapons are brought in seaborne. And the Maritime Task Force stands in front of the 3 corridors into the 3 main ports of Sidon, Tripoli and Beirut. It has successfully done its job during the period that I've been there. We have also had, and as you mentioned, a lot of training interventions. So in 2017, we had over 1,000 training interventions for between LAF Navy and the Army, where we're at part of 1701. We are seeking to develop the capacity of this particular state institution, the Lebanese Armed Forces. That has worked very well. But where we have a difficulty is in donor support for suitable vessels for the LAF Navy, so that they can start to express their own sovereignty in their own territorial waters. So that part of it has worked well. The training has progressed well. But the MTF has a lot of aspects that are not quite so tangible. In fact, the effect that the MTF has on insurance costs for the region, for the transport of goods and services in and out of Lebanese ports, for the expansion of Beirut port itself, all of these are very positive for the Lebanese economy. And it's done its job very well. And I think, yes, in the right circumstances, it can be an aspect of UN work that can be utilized in other missions.
And serving widely in civilian and military aspects at UNIFIL are women. Of course, there has been increasing focus on the importance of women in peacekeeping. What is your observation of the contribution that women have towards peacekeeping missions, and specifically in UNIFIL?
First of all, they make a very important contribution. If we look at UNIFIL, we have approximately 500 females, which is not enough. We really need to increase that. It is one of the difficulties we have and one of the challenges to extend that and to increase the number of females, both international workers, national workers, and of course, our military. They play a very important role, and I can't overemphasize the importance of females working with what is a very conservative Shia community in South Lebanon. So they develop a deeper understanding, and they are able to communicate with that 50% of the population to which it's very difficult for males to interact with. So they have a huge role to play, and we have tried to leverage that at all times by having females on operational duties, doing the foot patrols, out there talking with the local females, and it works. They appreciate it, and it works very well. But again, I think the challenge, we're fortunate, I think, in our international workers, we've almost achieved parity with national professional officers, but we still have some distance to go with the higher echelons, and it's going to be a challenge. But of course, we have to mainstream gender, and of course, they play a very important part in the mission and contribute enormously, and contribute in particularly to sound decision making.
You were first deployed to UNIFIL back in 1982, and you've been at other peacekeeping operations also since then. So how does UNIFIL stand out?
I think Lebanon, again, it's such a special environment. And when I look back now and I see the situation in 1982, when South Lebanon was very turbulent, very difficult, very violent, and very isolated. And now I see in 2018, as I'm about to part from this mission and I reflect on it, and I see, first of all, that we've had this wonderful 2 years of peace, and we've had really peace since the 2006 war. And I think that's very special. The United Nations are giving the people of Lebanon a very special gift, and that is peace. And one thing I've often emphasized in some of my speeches is the fact that we're shortly about to have teenagers in South Lebanon who will never have seen what conflict looks like. And I must say that for me has been a personal crusade to ensure we keep that on track. And in particular, in the last 2 years, it has been the quietest period operationally since the 2006 war. So that is a very special thing.